all returned to their own town to register for the census. And because Joseph was a member of the royal line, he had to go to Bethlehem. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was about to become a mother. And while they were there, the time came for her baby to be born. She gave birth to her first child, a son. She wrapped him snugly in strips of cloth and laid him in a manger because there was no lodging available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. The angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. "Do not be afraid," he said. "I bring you the most joyful news ever announced, and it is for everyone. The Savior, yes, the Messiah, the Lord, has been born tonight in Bethlehem, and you will recognize him by this sign. You will find a baby wrapped snugly in strips of cloth, lying in a manger." Suddenly, the angel was joined by a vast host of others, the armies of heaven, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth, peace, goodwill towards men." When the great army of angels had returned again to heaven, the shepherds said to each other, "Come on, let us go to Bethlehem. Let us see this wonderful event that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." And they came with haste and found their way to Mary and Joseph and the baby as he lay in the manger. After seeing him, the shepherds told everyone what had happened and what the angel of the Lord had said to them about this child.
Soon after, wise men came from the east to Jerusalem, asking King Herod, "Where is the newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star as it rose, and we have come to worship him." King Herod was deeply disturbed when he heard this, and called for a private meeting with the wise men who had seen the star. King Herod told them to find the place and return to him with news so that he too may go and worship him. And the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary and his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. They opened their treasure bags. They presented him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
After all the wonderful things you've heard in the song and verse, what now will you do with this information? Angels have proclaimed the story of how God sent his Son, the Savior, the Messiah, the Lord, to earth to offer salvation for all who believe. Lowly shepherds, kings, and wise men have worshipped and believed in him. Do you? Believe in your heart that Jesus is Lord of lords and King of kings, and accept his gift of eternal life. This is your decision, as you recall our Christmas presentation of A Night to Remember.
The shepherds were startled when walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined.
She was troubled at his saying, and cast in her mind what manner of salutation this should be. And the angel said unto her, Fear not, Mary, for thou hast found favor with God. And behold, thou shalt conceive in thy womb and bring forth a son. Therefore also that holy thing which shall be born of thee shall be called the Son of God.
whereby we must be saved.
Jesus can comfort and free us from sin and all of its fear.
No other name, no other name. There's no other name given to men whereby we must be saved.
Caesar Augustus, that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee, out of the city of Nazareth, into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. Tired and worn,
field, watching over their flocks by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around about them, and they were sore afraid.
While shepherds watch their flocks by night, all seated on the ground, the angel of the Lord came down, and glory shone around. Fear not, said he, for mighty dread has seized their troubled mind. Glad tidings of great joy I bring to you and all mankind.
To you in David's town this day is born a baby.
All they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds, and pondered.
The Savior left his home in heaven above. He showed his boundless mercy and his love. The perfect life he lived for all to see. Proved he was God incarnate deity. Because the Savior came, I have a song to sing. Because the Savior came, his praises I must bring. Because the Savior came, I know a joy divine. Because the Savior came, eternal life is mine.
The king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, Where is he that is born the King of the Jews? For we have seen a star in the east, and are come to worship him.
The wise men scanned the eastern sky, and saw a radiant star on high. The long-promised king had been born. For pilgrimage they did prepare. They took with them gifts rich and rare. The home of a king to adore. The wise men followed the follow.
why yes. Jesus, the one sent by God the Father to be our Savior. The prophets of old had said he would come, and the world waited many years for his coming. He did come just as promised on that first Christmas long ago to bring light and life to all who believe in his name. It was a special night, an extraordinary night. It was a night to remember.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee. Let's all stand together, please. All the other.
Joyful, joyful, we adore thee, God of glory, Lord of life. He is the name above all names. There isn't another name by which you can be saved. And we want you to know that way. And we just don't celebrate Christmas to pass out gifts. We celebrate it because of the greatest gift that God has been given to us. And we hope that you know Christ as your Savior today. If you don't, myself, Randy, any of the other deacons or gentlemen would be glad to sit down and share with you how you can know Christ as your Savior. We again are delighted that you came to be a part.